Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Torn: Overcoming the Psychological Challenges Post-ACL Injury by Keegan Hadley is a focused self-help and rehabilitation guide about the mental aftermath of anterior cruciate ligament injury. Rather than treating ACL recovery as a purely orthopedic or athletic problem, the book examines the anxiety, grief, identity disruption, fear of re-injury, and loss of confidence that can accompany the physical damage. Hadley writes from a clinical background in occupational therapy and psychological treatment, with particular emphasis on acceptance and commitment therapy. The purpose is practical: to help injured athletes and active individuals understand emotional distress as a legitimate part of recovery and develop skills for managing it. The book is positioned for people recovering from ACL trauma, but it is also relevant to therapists, coaches, trainers, and family members who support rehabilitation. Its central contribution is the integration of physical recovery with psychological flexibility, values-based action, and mindful acceptance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ACL recovery is treated as both a physical injury and a psychological disruption. A central topic in Torn is the idea that an ACL tear can disturb far more than the knee. For athletes and physically active people, the injury often interrupts training routines, competition goals, social belonging, and personal identity. The book highlights that these losses can produce emotional reactions such as sadness, anger, uncertainty, and anxiety, even when surgery or physical therapy is progressing normally. This framing is important because traditional rehabilitation often measures recovery through range of motion, strength, swelling, and return to sport benchmarks. Hadley broadens the lens by treating psychological suffering as part of the injury experience rather than as a secondary inconvenience. The practical implication is that recovery plans should account for fear, motivation, avoidance, and self-concept alongside physical milestones. This does not minimize biomechanics or medical care. Instead, it argues that mental distress can interfere with adherence, confidence, and decision-making. By naming the emotional consequences of injury, the book gives readers a more complete way to understand why recovery may feel difficult even when the body is healing. Secondly, acceptance and commitment therapy provides the main recovery framework. The book uses acceptance and commitment therapy, commonly known as ACT, as a major framework for coping with post-injury distress. ACD does not ask readers to eliminate painful thoughts or emotions before they move forward. Instead, it emphasizes making room for difficult experiences while continuing to act in ways that reflect personal values. In the context of ACL injury, this is especially relevant because fear, frustration, and grief may not disappear on command. A person may still worry about re-injury, feel disconnected from a team, or struggle with reduced physical ability. Hadley presents acceptance as an active skill rather than passive resignation. The reasoning is that excessive resistance to unavoidable emotions can increase distress and avoidance, while flexible engagement can support rehabilitation. ACT also helps distinguish between pain that must be respected medically and mental barriers that can be worked with carefully. This framework gives the book a more structured psychological basis than generic encouragement because it connects emotional awareness, committed behavior, and long-term recovery goals. Thirdly, mindfulness skills are used to manage stress, anxiety, and emotional reactivity. Torn places mindfulness within the practical demands of injury recovery rather than presenting it as a broad lifestyle trend. After an ACL injury, the mind can become highly reactive, scanning the knee for danger, replaying the injury, comparing progress with others, or imagining a failed return to activity. These patterns can intensify anxiety and make rehabilitation feel unpredictable. In Portable, mindfulness offers a way to observe thoughts, sensations, and emotions without immediately treating them as commands or facts. In this setting, the value of mindfulness is not simply relaxation. Its deeper function is to create enough distance from distressing mental content that the person can make better choices about therapy, rest, communication, and gradual exposure to movement. Hadley connects mindfulness with acceptance because noticing fear without automatically avoiding activity is a key step in rebuilding confidence. The approach is concrete because it addresses everyday moments of recovery, waiting for milestones, responding to setbacks, and tolerating uncertainty. This makes mindfulness a recovery tool rather than an abstract mental health concept. Fourthly, values-based action helps rebuild identity after the loss of sport or activity roles. One of the book's important themes is identity loss after injury. For many athletes, sport is not only exercise, it provides structure, community, achievement, and a sense of who they are. An ACL injury can abruptly remove access to that role, leaving the person unsure how to define progress or worth during recovery. Hadley addresses this problem through values-based action, a core ACT concept, instead of relying only on performance outcomes. readers are encouraged to identify what mattered beneath the activity itself, such as discipline, teamwork, growth, health, courage, or connection. This distinction matters because the injured person may not be able to compete immediately, but can still act in ways that express those values. For example, commitment to health can appear through therapy adherence, and connection can appear through staying involved with teammates or support networks. This approach avoids reducing recovery to a single return to sport date. It also helps prevent a narrow identity crisis by showing that values can remain stable even when physical capacity is temporarily changed. Lastly, the book encourages a holistic recovery plan that includes clinicians, coaches, and support systems. TORN is not limited to private emotional coping. It implies a broader rehabilitation culture in which mental health is part of responsible ACL care. The book is relevant to athletes, but also to occupational therapists, physical therapists, athletic trainers, coaches, and family members, because each can influence how an injured person interprets setbacks and progress. A holistic plan recognizes that physical therapy exercises, medical follow-ups, sleep, stress, confidence, and social support are interconnected. For example, a person who feels isolated or fearful may struggle to participate fully in rehabilitation, even if the exercise prescription is appropriate. Conversely, a supportive environment can normalize emotional distress and reduce shame. Hadley's clinical orientation helps position recovery as a coordinated process rather than a solitary test of toughness. The book's contribution is its insistence that psychological tools should not be reserved for crisis moments only. They can be integrated from the beginning of rehabilitation, helping the injured person prepare for uncertainty, maintain motivation, and communicate needs more effectively with professionals and supporters. In conclusion, TORN is best suited for athletes, recreationally active people, and patients recovering from an ACL tear who find that the emotional side of injury is harder than expected. It should also be useful for rehabilitation professionals, coaches, and family members who want a clearer understanding of why physical progress does not automatically resolve fear, frustration, or identity loss. The practical benefit is that readers receive a vocabulary and framework for addressing distress without denying the seriousness of the injury. Intellectually, the book stands out by applying acceptance and commitment therapy to a very specific rehabilitation problem, which gives it a more defined purpose than broad sports psychology or general self-help books. Many injury recovery resources focus on surgery, strengthening, timelines, or return to play criteria. Hadley's book differentiates itself by concentrating on the psychological consequences that can remain under-discussed in clinical and athletic settings. Its value is not that it replaces medical treatment or therapy, but that it helps readers recognize the mental barriers that can shape recovery behavior. For a niche category, its strength lies in connecting emotional acceptance, mindfulness, values, and rehabilitation planning in a way that directly matches the lived experience of post-ACL recovery. If you would like to support Keegan Hadley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.